Okay, I have to admit something to you guys. I love airports. And goodness, have I seen my fair share of them lately. There is just something about airports that I really enjoy. Now, it's not driving around in circles waiting for someone to come outside to meet me, or for someone, and it's not waiting for hours because of plane delays. But there is that glimpse into the lives of people and their emotions that makes a trip to the airport refreshing. There's the excited folks going on vacation, getaways, going home for the holidays, the nervous about boarding the plane, the joyful as their children come home for the holidays. There are the angry ones as they face those plane delays, luggage that's too heavy and maybe just having a bad day. I remember one time I was at the airport heading to who knows where last year when I was the emotional one. I had just gotten a text from a friend that I had gotten tickets and was going to see the Broadway musical Hamilton. I started crying. I was sitting at my gate and a lady asked me if I was okay. And I said, oh yes, sorry, I'm just really excited because I found out I get to go see Hamilton. And the lady was so nice and she goes, oh, that's so exciting and I completely understand. And then strangers started congratulating me at the gate. Another memory, which is kind of several all put together, is when I'm asked by strangers almost every time I fly why I'm traveling or what do I do for a living. And I say, I'm a pastor. And then the look they give me right before they say, you don't look like a pastor. And my response is always, thank you. You want to hear about my congregation? I have many other fun stories from my travels, but these ones stick out to me. And then the most difficult ones to watch are the goodbyes. It's very easy to spot a goodbye. Tears, red puffy eyes, long embraces, empty stares out the window. And even though I don't know exactly why they're saying goodbye or for how long that goodbye will last, goodbyes are rarely easy. There are so many cliche lines I want to use. And I wrote this sermon and deleted and wrote and deleted and wrote and or wanted to quote song lyrics, which I did leave one in, because I've had the song For Good from the musical Wicked stuck in my head for weeks. And if you aren't familiar, we're not here when it was sung in worship not so long ago. The chorus says, who can say if I've been changed for the better? Because I knew you, I've been changed for good. Don't worry, I planned ahead. I apologize for anybody's first Sunday. It's generally not like this. And I just want to give a shout out to our choir. The range of songs that the choir performs, whether it's group or solos, it's amazing. But I fear nothing, not even my favorite song from my favorite musical, can do justice about how I feel about every single one of you. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11, is what I've been turning to in this time of transition. It says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. I have this hope for you as the community of Highlands, for all of you to prosper and for a hopeful future. Your past is what has brought you here today. Being a home for the homeless, a building full of music and the voices of children, events and a community that reaches out past these four walls. Really loving and living into building a home where all belong. You all made it possible to restore these amazing stained glass windows. You all made it possible to transform a garage into a community space. You all have held Sunday school, vacation Bible school, celebrated weddings, baptisms, loved through death and sickness. And those are stories and things that I've thought about just since I've been a part of the staff here. So much more has happened over the course of life of this church. And I'm excited to hear what the next chapter has in store for all of you. Because there is hope and future in this community. Winnie the Pooh told his friends, how lucky am I to have something that makes saying goodbye so hard. I agree with Pooh Bear. Saying goodbye is never easy when you have developed such a love and concern for the people whom you are saying goodbye to. I've asked myself several times how I'm going to say an appropriate goodbye in the short time I have today. And with today being the kickoff of Pride Month, I'm reflecting not only on my personal journey while being an unapologetically open lesbian in the United Methodist Church, and while it isn't here, it is proving to be more and more difficult to say with the climate of the United Methodist Church at the moment, but more so, I've been reflecting on the time with you all and being part of this loving and welcoming, reconciling church, which, y'all, this is your 10-year anniversary of being reconciling. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you. It is also, as you all know, my last Sunday with you, my church family. I want to try to say goodbye, but better yet, I want to say until I see you again. It feels like only yesterday that I did give my first sermon here. It was August, and so it was movie month, and my sermon was on The Wizard of Oz, still my favorite movie of all time. I remember how scared I was, how many times I ran through my sermon to get to the point where I was able to stand up here and preach to you all, hoping I would do okay, that I would bring a message of hope and love, and a little bit of, hey, this is who I am. You all made me feel so at ease, so welcomed. I've enjoyed my nearly 2 years of being part of this church and community. Before I was hired on in January of 2018, I was lucky enough to learn and grow with the staff on a volunteer basis. I've learned so much from you all. I've learned what community inside and outside of the church walls look like. I've learned to love boldly. I've learned that not everyone has to believe in the same thing to be part of the same congregation. I have learned how to do ministry from paying property taxes to preaching. Thanks, Brad. I've also learned that preaching every Sunday is tough. Again, thank you, Brad. Brad went on renewal leave last summer, so I preached 6 Sundays in a row. I learned how a congregation comes together in grief and in celebration. I learned that a garage can hold a doggy yappy hour one day and a reading program the next. I learned that when being the voice of a puppet, it's important that I move the puppet's mouth while I'm also speaking. I have learned all of these things and so, so much more over my time with you all. The conversations over tea, ice cream, and meals and book studies have meant the world to me. I was told when I was given my new appointment that the congregations I'm going to have a reputation for setting up young clergy for success. I can say without a doubt that Highlands United Methodist Church can say the same. You all have shaped me to be the pastor I am today. I can never thank you all enough for all you have taught me. Thank you for loving me as I have loved you, and I will continue to love you from Montana. Amen.